Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your host, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you on another one of these Business of Digital podcasts. We got Dave over there somewhere. How's it going, bud?
I am here, sir.
All right.
I am here. All day long.
Yes, both of us all day long. So this one's an important one, but it's also one that you're probably going to be, scratching your head, kind of like,
duh.
But yet, I mean, how many times do you hear stuff like this, Dave? And you can answer that after we get into it. But it's like, what I wanted to, I told Dave, I said, I really want to have an episode where we just chat about customer service SEO. Or just customer service in general and how it helps just your business. And again, it sounds like a simple thing as far as just like having good customer service. But I want to share with you guys a little story to kind of kick things off. And then story time. So there was a business that I'm a part of and that when we took over, it wasn't doing, maybe $500 to $1,000 a month in sales, but the person that was doing the customer service was horrible. Like they would take, if they would even get back, it wouldn't even be hours. It would be days from, people emailing or calling or returning calls. It would be the next day or two. If there was any kind of mentions on social media, they would probably be ignored. They would never be answered on Twitter. They would never be answered on Facebook, or their comments probably were deleted. Anyway, the customer service was so bad for this kind of stuff. And the person that was in charge of it was basically just like, I'm just going to try to make as many sales as I can and just like bury the negative stuff. And it didn't work, and it almost killed the business. And the sad thing is the product is good and the product is amazing. The fast forward to when the business partner that I have took control of this company, one of the things that he completely decided to change was the customer service, making it a goal that if you email me, you're going to get emailed back right away, at least within the hour. Okay, you're not going to wait more than an hour, but most of the time it's right away. If you mention or you tweet something or you say something on Facebook or Instagram or wherever, you're going to get a reply. You're going to get a message. You're going to get someone that actually cares about what you're saying and acknowledges you. All right. And so like this was like one of the basic changes that was made. And so a lot of these people that had gone on and were mad and had left bad emails and left bad reviews, people that were constantly just saying negative stuff, these people, every single one of them, and I'm not even kidding you, every single one of these have been turned and are now brand ambassadors. And it's simply because the customer service was turned around. Okay. The product was always good. They love the product. Obviously, there's always issues with certain products or if they break or different things need to be replaced. But like, as far as just overall, the product has always been a pretty decent product. And so that was never a problem. It's just like if there are those little issues and no one getting back to you and nobody hearing you out or nobody making it feel like you just gave your money away and it was wasted, so to speak. And so I don't know if you have anything to pipe in and say on that, Dave. I saw that you jumped in.
Here's some stats. This one is from January of 2019 from HubSpot. The source is altitude.com.
Okay.
80% of customers expect companies to respond to their social media posts within 24 hours.
Oh, wow. 80%.
So, in fact, 50% of customers claim they would cease business with a company that fails to respond to a negative social media post. 62% of customers are influenced enough by negative social media comments on a brand that they would cease business with them.
Wow.
So that's from where was it? I think that was from early January. Yeah, January, and then updated in April. I don't know if that stat was. And then here's a stat from convince and convert. You don't have a, oh, your little no thanks pop-up button's annoying. this is from 2018, and the stat is 42%. Oh, wait. Oh, there it is. Among respondents to the survey who have ever attempted to contact a brand, product, or company, 32% expect a response within 30 minutes. I think that's a little harsh unless you're talking about an airlines or something. Like, I don't expect McDonald's or, you know, my local gas station to expect. 42% expect a response within 60 minutes. I still think that's a little tough because, you know, social media people do need to sleep. And if you're at 2 in the morning yelling at, you know, Taco Bell,
you're not
because they didn't give you the right taco, you know, let the person sleep. But hopefully the next morning when they come in and they're like, oh, shoot, we screwed up. But I think that goes to your, you know, trying to get within everyone in 60 minutes, I think is very aggressive, but also awesome.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I look at it like, you know, if you're in, like I look at this situation, like when I'm in a restaurant, for example, and there's been times, you know, like this one time I was eating at a restaurant and inside the hamburger was a part of a Brillo pad, dude. It was a freaking Brillo pad. And I
is
showed
it gluten-free. I mean, I'm asking for a friend.
But I showed the manager and they were just like, oh, sorry, you know, we won't charge you for that. And there was never any, let me get you a new burger or let me like completely take that off or like, let me not charge you or let me, it was like they didn't even care. And I'm like,
let me make wrong that I almost served you a Brillo pad, or I did serve you a Brillo pad and you almost ate it.
And what that did to me is I have never gone back to that place. And that was a place that I used to go to all the time. And the difference is there's been places where that's happened. Like I've been eating at places where I've gotten the chicken appetizer and it's been raw. And they have felt so bad and apologized a million times and comped the whole meal, gave us free coupons to come back and try again and apologize and we're so sorry. And so the difference is like I've given those places tries again. And so when, you know, relating this to how you're doing things online, especially with those stats that you gave, if you just make a little bit of an effort, I don't know how come it's hard for businesses, like especially on social media, like that one stat was within 24 hours. If you're not responding to your people within 24 hours at least, come on. Like, what are you doing? And I've just found it's been amazing because I've seen the reviews, Dave. I've seen the reviews where the person that was using our product was super angry and, you know, talking about how they will never blah blah and just like going off, to watching them make videos wearing our brand and speaking our praises. Like, it's just customer service. Obviously, this was a change in management, so to speak, change in ownership, but it still comes back to customer service because they wouldn't have been happier. It wouldn't have been, you know, we wouldn't have changed them if the customer service hadn't changed.
Well, and for me, from the SEO side, it becomes a brand management or brand reputation type issue where if I do a search for your company or your location or anything like that, and across the board, every place, you know, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Angie's List, and all of those places, they all have low reviews. And every low review or bad review is met with you either not answering or arguing. And I'm not saying the customer's always right. I've worked in restaurants before. Good Lord, I know they're not always right. But at least, you know, joining in the conversation from time to time.
Yeah.
If I never see them saying, oh, we screwed up, or here's actually what happened. Because I've, you know, we've all probably seen stories where someone just made up something and, you know, we've all seen it or had it happen where you literally look up that person and say, you know, and I've even seen where they were like proved that the person was never at that store. And they're like, here's all the credit cards that we ran that day and their last name, your name's not even on there. We also looked at the film at that time. You did not come in. So, you know, what are you talking about? But I always call it parasite SEO, and it's like a horrible negative connotation with that. Barnacle SEO is barnacle. The other. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I just don't like barnacle SEO. But it's...
We won't... Just don't tell Will.
I just don't like barnacle SEO. Sorry. I just don't like that name. But it's... If you're trying to rank for, you know, Tucson plumber, you know, Google's going to show two or three plumbers maybe, and maybe you don't have that kind of SEO, the local budget, and you're new. Mm-hmm. But if you can get on the Yelp, Angie's List, you know, any of the other providers that's part of SEO, and you can be listed there and you have a high rating and stuff, that's, for me, that's the SEO. But if your customer service is bad, you know, even if you have a good product, but because... 5 times out of 10, when someone has a problem, you just completely drop the ball. That's going to show in those reviews. And either you're not going to show up there, or you are going to show up and you're going to have to pay, but you're still going to have a low score. And instead of picking you with the 3.2 stars, I will pick your competitor who has 3.8. But even when they do wrong, they're actually engaging people with customer service. Yeah. Because for me, no matter which one of you two I pick, I might have problems with, but at least I know they're going to try to solve it and resolve it.
Well, and you know the ones, and I'm sure you've had this happen to you, and I love it when this happens, but a lot of times, you know, when I'll leave a review on Facebook or I'll leave a review on Yelp or whatever, I get contacted. A lot of times I get sent messages or like an owner reply where they're like, hey, we're really grateful that you did this. We're glad that you had a good experience or whatever. And, you know, would love for you to come back and, you know, try a lot of times they've done where, hey, a dessert's on us next time or whatever. And I just think that that's like fantastic customer service. Like, it shows you that they're paying attention. It shows you that they care. It just shows you that they care about the quality of what they're putting out. And I've shared this before, but, you know, the amount of listeners that we get and new people and potential people that haven't heard this or whatever, like, it's probably a pretty good, but I, one of the best examples ever was some barbecue that I had here before locally.
I was waiting for you to bring up that one. I was going to bring it up for you.
Nice. But it was seriously like, we went to this barbecue spot and it was not a good experience. It really was not. It was not what I expected. It was complete opposite and the food wasn't that great. But everybody was talking about how amazing this place was, and I was feeling like I was the jerk, the a-hole for, you know, for dissing it or whatever. And so, like, I wrote my review, and I was honest. I mean, I didn't, like, scathe them. I just wasn't honest. I was like, hey, this didn't live up to the hype for me. It was only, like, 2-star good or this or that, and these are the reasons I didn't like it. And so the owner, he read it, and he reached out to me, and this is where, you know, as an owner, you have the opportunity, one of two things. You can just tell me how stupid and horrible and wrong I am, or listen to what I'm saying and figure out how you can do to make it better. And that's what he did. And he actually, he reached out and said, hey, I got a $40 gift card for you to come back and try. Maybe we were having an off day. I don't know what happened. I would love for you to come and try again and just see what you think. And he didn't say, I want you to change your review. I want you to delete it. You're an idiot. You're a jerk. You're a whatever. He basically was just like, hey, we're sorry that you had this bad experience. Here's a $40 gift card. Come back and try. And I did. I took him up on it. I went back and I tried it. And it was a lot better that time. It still wasn't one of my favorite, but it was a lot better than the first time. And I updated my review and I put to that, hey, you know, I appreciate, you know, what this guy did, and I tried some different meats and this was a lot better. And anyway, so you just think about stuff like that. And a lot of times people are like, well, I don't want to waste money, or I don't want to, you know, that's $40, but $40 that you could spend.
Well, it's also $40 that you probably spent on a bad experience too.
Well, exactly. And think about it, like, just the $40, how, I mean, can you really talk about how good of an investment that $40 was when it goes from a 1 or a 2 star to a 3 or 4 star? or even a 5-star. Like, it's invaluable. Well,
how many people did it influence over the time, too?
Exactly, exactly. So,
well, and I had a recent, incident where we were out for dinner and we went to a place. We've gone to, not this location, but we've gone to the chain before. And it was just, for what it cost, it was ridiculous. And it was just bad. And I knew, because I was trying to eat at the time, keto-ish. I think I was on and off the wagon. And I knew the standard protocol, if I was to complain, was they weren't going to comp it because it was like a $20 item. Maybe they would, but most likely they would be like, oh, well, you know, if you're still hungry, I can get you an appetizer because I know the margins on that are ridiculous. Or how about a dessert, you know? Yeah. You know, because again, the margins on that are insane, and they just would. Restaurants don't like to give money back, which I understand, but it was just ridiculous. And even my wife's was like, meh, to say the least. and so, you know, I didn't complain. I was just like, whatever, we're not coming back to this location. And I got a little email review, and I was like, you know, I was honest, and I said, here, like, this was wrong. And they're like, oh, well, you know, and I got a call from the manager and she was like, oh, why didn't you complain? I'm like, cause this is what would have happened. She was like, yeah, pretty much that's what they would have. Yeah. She didn't argue that they were probably just going to try to give me an appetizer or, you know, a dessert. And I'm like, I didn't want it. So she sent me, I think it was a she, yeah. 2 gift cards.
Oh, interesting.
But you also have to work on your follow through sometimes, people, because one of the gift cards, I think I have it. Oh, it's on my desk here under some papers. One of them lost is actually forever. Expired.
Oh, geez. Thank you.
So, and she signed it. So basically I have the 2 gift cards because I clearly she couldn't find one to comp me what she said she was going to. So she sent me one that seems legit. And the other one that I'm like, I think if I take this out, I'm going to run into problems if I ever go back there or if I go to a different location. And I'm like, really? So, you know, when you're dealing with your follow through and your follow up, you know, kind of try not to skip corners.
Details.
Like, because to me, that just goes to the wow.
More customer service. It's bad.
Yeah. I'm like, I just kind of question the, I'm like, thank you, but also.
Do you really care?
Like, also, is what if I don't go to your restaurant? Are they going to take that?
Yeah.
Like, if I just went, oh, by the way, this is only outdated by a year. They sent it to me because they screwed up my order. clearly, they're not good at details.
Well, the difference in details between something like that story and then those that you hear about when they're signing up for a hotel room and the special instructions, and it's like, I want, like, 4 green M&Ms on my pillow or what, and like they end up doing stuff like that and you realize, like, you know, a lot of times people do it just to screw with them, just to see, and then they come through and the customer service is amazing, and that's the difference in, like,
well, and then how many people take photos of that stuff and are like, oh my god, I didn't believe they did it, this place is awesome,
and that's tons of free PR for them right there. Yep, exactly.
Customer service, it a lot of people don't think it's SEO, but like, there's been times where I've had people come to me and they're like, blah, 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 blah. And then you look at this, you know, prospect, and I've heard other people say, like, I can't work with them. Like, if you do a search for their brand, everything on the page is either horror stories or like brandnamesucks.com. And you look at the glass door and you look at, you know, everything, like the employees hate it. Everyone hates it. There's not a good rating anywhere. And it's like, I think you have bigger issues than your digital marketing or your SEO or your paid search. I'm like, you have a customer service product issue that nothing else is going to fix.
Yep. Very, very true. All right. So, well,
that's all I got.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, hopefully this gives you some ideas for some good customer service. And you know, if you have any stories or anything that you want us to hear, always share with us. We'd love to hear them. But, for now, for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltzel with Avalanche Media, and we appreciate you guys joining us, and we will see you on the next one. Bye, guys.
Thanks, sir, and all.